rather than look back on that so much, you've talked in the press about things that need to be cleaned up. You're getting ready for a series with the team that has really emerged as one of the real hot teams in Hockey East lately. Northeastern had a lot of injuries early. They didn't play so well early, but they've been on fire since. How do you get up for them besides it's home, you're defending your home turf, but to bounce back from what was a weekend that nobody's happy with?
Yeah, I mean, right now, regardless of who we're playing, and obviously we know Northeastern is probably playing as well as anyone in the country since Christmas, you know, we have to take care of our own house here. And, you know, like, we're in it. We're in it pretty thick right now. And really the last 3 weeks, it's been, you know, up and down. And that was, you know, a tough weekend at UNH. And that's, you know, we've lost some games this year, but, you know, but up until this point, we haven't. It hasn't been okay. We got to figure this out yet. You know, you lose a game to a good team, and you're like, you know, that happened on the road or whatever that happens, right? Now it's, you know, we really have to come together as a team, and you know, really, it's about getting back to, you know, the basic stuff, and you know, positive emotion, and that starts with us. Like, you know, we talk about it a lot. Like, you know, as a coach, sometimes, you know, when things start going the wrong way, like, we make it worse, you know, and I make it worse by, because I have, you know, I get negative, or I get upset at this guy or that guy. So we have to come together as a program and a team, and, you know, and write this thing. And the nice part about it is, you know, last year when we went through this, the season was over. You know, we didn't have a chance to do it, because we went through it in over the course of a week, our last three home games, and it was done. And you know, it's not going to be easy. It's not going to be like, oh, all of a sudden we're going to start, you know, we're going to score 10 goals on Friday night and everything's going to be great. But we talk about it, we address it, and we have to come together and just, you know, our culture is what we're going to lean on now. And that's what has to happen.
The old expression is, to be your best players have to be at their best. Some of your top guys have not been on the scoreboard lately, which is, you know, very different from the way the season was going. But some of the younger kids seem to have been playing with an intensity and stuff to help. But freshman mistakes hurt you.
Yeah, I mean, you know, Josh and Brad, obviously, they had a first half where they couldn't do anything wrong. Right. And that's, you know, I met with those guys yesterday, and you almost wish they went through some of these harder times, you know, earlier in the year. Now they're going through it now, and they'll be fine. Yeah. You know, they're going to work. That's why they're here. They're here because they knew that this was going to be a challenge for them, and they're going through that challenge. And that's a beautiful part of, you have to look at it as a positive rather than, oh, you know, they're not scoring two goals a game like they did every night the first, and that's really not fair to ask of them every single night. And, you know, Lyndon Breen's been struggling, you know, like, you know, it just get back to basics and just work hard, do all the little things, and then the points come, you know, will come. And that's a result of doing things right. And sometimes when you're just focused on scoring, your game actually just keeps getting worse, because that's all you're worried about. So you're not playing defense. You're not getting pucks deep, you're not finishing hits, you're not doing the little things. So you're not only are you not scoring, you're actually making, you know, you're compounding the problem. So, but yeah, I mean, that's, we have to, the, you know, the rest of us have to pick those guys up, you know, like, that's what good teams do. And those guys will be fine. It's, you know, the rest of us that have to, you know, to have to raise our games. And that's been a little bit of a challenge. We have some guys that have done that, you know, like Cole Hansen's been playing well. Harrison Scott's been good. Donnie Houle and Thomas Friel have been good all year. You know, Benny Poisson's been playing really, really well the last few weeks. And he had a rough first half. So there are some good things. We just haven't had enough of that, you know, or we haven't found, you know, combinations in our fourth line and, you know, some of our D that, like, you know, to fill that void when there is a void, you know, on any given night. And that's part of the growth process. And we're relying on a lot of young guys to do that. And, you know, that's, that'll continue.
Yeah. Goaltenders were under siege last weekend because a number of major penalties. But it looked to me like they were both playing pretty well at times. They were maybe the best player on the ice at certain times. going forward, do you still feel like you got two A goaltenders?
Yeah, I mean, I don't think either one of them had their best games. They made some good saves, but they also had some shaky moments, just like the rest of our team.
Yep.
And, you know, like, so, you know, that was a weekend where we really didn't have it going in any way, shape, or form. You know, we were just, you know, we did some decent things. I thought we played decent. We were playing really well on, we were playing better on Saturday night. We're up 1-0 halfway through the game, and then we get a 5-minute major, change the whole game. And I thought our penalty kill did a great job.
Oh, unbelievable.
And then, you know, 30 seconds left or whatever, they score because, you know, we got a little shaky in net. And, you know, that puck should have been you know, probably, you know, frozen a couple times there, and we don't. And all of a sudden it's bouncing around the net, and it's in the back of the net. And, you know, so it's all those things, and it's not any one thing or one player. It's all those things, and really, you know, we have to go back to the basics of you know, of what we're trying to do here. And it's easy to talk about that. It's harder to do that, and especially when you have a lot of guys again going through something they haven't gone through. Now the returners, we did go through this a little bit last year, so you know, we're going to rely on them to help us get out of it.
And the problem with a 5-minute major on Saturday night was you also lost one of your best penalty killers. So when you had a good 5-minute major again at the end of the game, he's not there, and one of your better offensive players. The power play, the penalty kill, all the special teams things play so much into it. But what are you looking more to get out of the team on 5-on-5 this weekend?
You know, 5-on-5, it's almost like a stalemate at this time of the year, you know, and it has been. I think, you know, they scored a couple late goals both nights where, like, but 5-on-5, things were fine. You know, we scored both, you know, I think we scored all four of our goals 5-on-5 in the weekend. And, you know, we lost the special teams battles. We lost the special teams battles because, you know, we didn't score on a 5-minute major on Friday, and then we gave up 2 5-minute majors that they scored on Saturday. And so it's, you know, 5-on-5, I think we can be better. I think we can have more zone time. We're struggling outside of, you know, whoever Harrison Scott plays with, and, you know, that line scored both of our goals on Saturday. We moved him back with Thomas Friel and Donovan. You know, they're the one line that consistently can play in the offensive zone because they play hard and heavy, and that's what we struggle with a little bit with the rest of our team, and that's something that we can work on. But at this time of the year, you know, a lot of times it ends up being that, you know, that one power play, that one penalty kill wins or loses you games, you know. And if you're even 5-on-5, you know, special teams is the difference sometimes, and it was last weekend, you know. And again, we lost by multiple goals each night, so you can't say it was one thing or the other. But you know, we got to find a way to pop one on a 5-on-3 on Friday. And, you know, we had a power play at the beginning of the third period on Saturday where we spent the whole 2 minutes in the zone. We never shot the puck,
yeah.
You know. And that was, you know, again, I think just guys overthinking it. And learn from it and move on.
Well, you got a lot of good players. You got a lot of good energy on the team. And we're all looking forward to this weekend, seeing him back home at the Alphon.
Thanks, Bruce.
Thank you, Coach.